Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Widden Radio. Today we're here at the 2016 Moon River Music Festival right here in Memphis, Tennessee. We're joined by the New Respects. Guys, how's it going?
Great.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
So what is it like for you guys performing here on a personal level today?
It's like a dream come true, honestly. We've come, last year we came, and I looked at Darius and I thought to myself, man, like, I want to play this. And I didn't know it a year later we'd actually be doing it. So it's become a really good experience. A lot of these bands we know and we love, and it's just an honor to be able to share this with them.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Now, you guys hail from Nashville, Tennessee. Tell us a little bit about how being from Nashville has kind of affected your music and has kind of influenced the way that you guys play.
You want that?
Sure. So we do all come from Nashville, and it's, you know, as you know, very musical. We all grew up kind of just singing together. And I think that just, like, the culture of music around us kind of just influenced us. Not even, like, we never even knew we wanted to be a band in the first place, but I think it was just something that everyone in Nashville did, and so it kind of just, like, allowed us to be really creative and, like, anybody else?
I think it allowed us to explore music in a really specific type of way. Being around so many musicians allowed us to see a standard beyond what we could handle and, like, work up to that, and so that created a drive in us that I feel like we may not have without being in Nashville, push towards, like, excellence and professionalism, because it, like, lives and breathes around us in Nashville.
Totally. I think also Nashville is, like, a melting pot of all types of music, and so we're not just, like, we didn't grow up with just one type of music, but, I mean, we were raised kind of just sheltered to listening to Christian music, but then got influenced by John Mayer, and then later on, like, the Supremes, and then Jackson 5, and now the Alabama Shakes, and so it's constantly around us, and so we're constantly learning. It's just a great place to be and learn.
Totally.
Very nice. So what's it like for you guys performing together, being family members? Do you guys ever bump heads? How do you especially on the road, how do you guys kind of maintain your cool?
I think the family dynamic is kind of a catch-22, because on one hand we know each other's buttons, and, like, so we can avoid them, but we also know our buttons, so, like, we can push them and get on each other's nerves. But because we grew up together, I think we've kind of gone through a lot of the awkward things that a lot of bands have to go through as far as, like, figuring each other out. These are my sisters, and Jasmine's our cousin, so, like, we kind of just grew up, we literally grew up together, and so that helps a lot.
What was it like, you guys, I think it was the Heartland Tour, the summer, with, like, Prey and Switchfoot. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you guys? I know that must have been...
Yeah,
that was crazy. It was our first tour ever, so going from nothing to opening for Switchfoot and Lecrae was like night and day. It was insane. And those guys all just kind of took us under their wing and taught us a lot about music, but also just a lot about how to navigate the industry. We're super new. We've only been signed for like a year and a half, so everything is new and can seem overwhelming. So to have guys that much in the career to speak into us and what we want to do and just encourage us kind of artist to artist was refreshing and a great way to start a career.
And you guys, so I think you just signed with Capital CMG this year. Do you remember, like, what your initial feelings were like when you first found out that you guys were getting signed?
Confusion.
Yeah. We had a lot of feelings. I think we've heard...
I was scared. Yeah. I said, nope, let's not do it.
We've heard a lot of horror stories of labels, and so those thoughts were swirling around in our heads. We've also seen, like, wins and, like, success stories, so that was... like swimming around in our head. Overall, I think after we thought about it, prayed about it more, it was like peace, and we were like ready to do it.
A lot of emotions.
Yeah, there are a ton of emotions, but overwhelming, like, excitement was, like, probably at the forefront of it.
Tell me about your faith. I know that you come from a Christian background, growing up you know, in a Christian home. How has your faith kind of helped you along the way, respectively?
Man, I feel like Jesus as a person has become more personal to each of us in this season, because there's a lot of,
I feel like there's a lot of things that religion doesn't fix that we learned we were hanging on to. And so when you think about Jesus as, like, loving and kind, then those responses become natural when we've messed up or we feel like we're lost, like his wisdom becomes very evident. And so I feel like our faith has grown in a personal way that has allowed us to just kind of explore the truth of who Jesus really is, and to dig into him as a friend and a father and a comforter, in a way that we wouldn't have to had we not been in a situation where we're so, like, far out of our comfort zone and, like, there's so much we don't know, that the only thing we can do is rely on the wisdom of Christ. And that's been really our anchor this entire time.
Being a Christian and you know, performing at festivals and concerts all over the country, do you ever find that it's hard to still keep your faith despite, you know, possibly playing with bands that don't believe in the message of Jesus Christ?
Not really. Yeah. I think we grew up in a way where that was the foundation of everything. So even in situations where our environment may not be a Christian environment, we know, like, for us, our foundation is Christ, and we have a mission of, like, why we're there. Yes, we're there to play music, but it's bigger than that. We're there to share hope and joy, and our music is fun, so we want people to laugh and dance and have fun, because we know at the root of that is Christ, and that's what he came to do, to give us life abundantly, not just, you know, every day work, then go home and go to sleep, but it's something to enjoy, something that is a gift, and I mean, why not party about it, you know?
That's so true. You totally hit it on the nail, the head on the nail.
Yeah.
You know, he does come to give us life more abundantly. What would you say is the biggest misconception that people have about the gospel of Jesus Christ and just him as a person?
I think there's a big misconception of, like, a religion, like a religious vibe. I think it's more of a lifestyle, and, like, it becomes just, like, an everyday process rather than just, like, one thing that, like, changes your life, which it does, but I think it's more of a process than, at least in the South, that we, like, let on. I think, at least growing up, I've seen a lot of people and things portraying the gospel as, like, a one decision and one moment that transforms your life, and I think it's a lot of moments and a lot of decisions that are filtered through the gospel rather than just one thing that changes everything.
Now, you guys, I want to kind of divert away for a second, but you guys are back on tour. What are you most looking forward to on this tour?
I think the people. We've grown really close with the crew and with, like, their other artists, and just getting, like, you're gone for such a long time that those people really do become your family. So it feels like going back home in a way to see your family and your friends again. And then at the end of the day, we get to play music. So that's always something to look forward to.
Do you guys have any pre-tour rituals or any pre-performance rituals that you do? Do you find yourself getting nervous?
Yeah,
I get totally nervous. Before each show on this tour, we have, like, blessed each other's throats by, like, touching each other's throat and say, blessings, blessings. And I think it really helps. This has been a little something special.
It's just something fun to keep it light. Like, we get nervous, each one of us, so just we pray together, and then we do that little blessing thing, laugh a little bit, and then go out and just hopefully have a good show.
Yeah.
Very nice. What's on the horizon for you guys? I know that you just got signed this year. You've been on tour this summer. You're on tour now. Are you guys working on new music?
Yeah. So we're working on new music that'll come out the top of next year. And honestly, we don't know. Everything, if you would have asked us, like I said, like a year ago, I wouldn't have said the Switchfoot tour was on the horizon, nor this Crowder tour, nor Moon River. So there's a lot of things we don't know. We have plans, and we have some ideas of what we want to pursue. But honestly, anything could happen.
Yeah.
So we're leaving ourselves open to that, but still, like, working towards obviously putting out more music and trying to stay on the road and traveling and just doing all that we can to continue this career.
Yeah.
What is the songwriting process for you guys? Do you find that you write more sporadically, or is it kind of, do you actually sit down?
I think it's different for each song. There are some songs where all four of us will sit in the room together and, like, we'll have our instruments out and we'll all write, and then there will be some songs where we'll co-write and do something similar to that. And there's some songs that maybe somebody will start and then bring to the band. There are all different equations that make up the songs that we write.
Yeah, I agree.
And when did you guys and girls finally realize that like music was something that you wanted to do? I know that you said you grew up in a conservative home and then you listened to artists such as John Mayer, but when did you guys decide that music was something that you really had a skill for and something that you wanted to do?
I think, at least for me, I grew up knowing I wanted to do music, and then I kind of took a break from it and did like photo and video work. But we started the band, and around like I guess college age for all of us, we kind of were like, we just felt like something special was going to happen, and we didn't know what it was, but we just knew we needed to practice a lot. And I think that time where we were practicing for like really nothing, like we didn't know what was coming up, but we were just like practicing multiple times a week. That's when we were like really dedicated, and that's like the woodshed moments where we're like just like playing these songs and writing new songs and just growing together so much. I think that's when I saw all of us like really diving in. It's like, okay, I think we're really gonna try to do this, and that's for me.
Yeah, that's a good. And if, I mean, it kind of personally, it happened a little bit different for every person, but collectively, it was like he said, we just kind of all had this check in our spirit of like, this is something bigger than us. Let's really dive into it. So, yeah.
What's the biggest takeaway that you guys and girls want people to take away from your music?
Joy. Yeah, I think there's a lot of things in life that are really serious, and there's a time for that. But I feel like also there's a lot of things in life that are really fun, and there's a time for that too. And our music embodies a lot of that, but we truly believe in like the joy of the Lord, and that like we have the freedom to be happy, and we have the freedom to like look at circumstances that aren't that great and say like, you're not going to dominate my life, and I'm going to be happy anyway. And I think that comes out a lot in our music. We're young, we're happy. There's, I don't know, just a lot of us in our music. And we, if someone walked away and they just felt better about their day, felt better about their life, and just wanted to be more positive, then that would be amazing.
Well, on all the questions, I wanted to thank you guys so much for coming on my show, and I wanted to open the floor to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience?
I mean, just follow us. We want to be friends with you guys. So new respects on everything, and this is just, we believe it's just the beginning of our journey, and we love to just have friends come along with us, and it's bigger to me than just music. It's about building a community that rallies together. I've seen it with like Colony House and Alabama Shakes. You literally become friends because you like the same song that somebody else likes.
Yeah.
So if we could do that and build community through our music, then I would love that. Yeah, that's a win.
Very nice. And I totally forgot to ask you, but your name, what is the significance behind your name? How'd you guys come up with it?
The New Respects, it's just honestly a banner that we wear to, and a reminder to have a new respect for everyone on a daily basis. So a new respect for God, a new respect for each other, and then a new respect for everyone else. Because it's easy to get jaded, especially in this industry. And so it's like our banner to the world, declaring that we respect you and we honor you, and we're going to choose to do that every day.
I love it. Thank you, guys.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.